AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he supports the decision of the Charlotte police chief to release police video of the shooting of a black man. Chief Kerr Putney says the body cam and dash cam video footage of Tuesday's shooting of Keith Lamont Scott would not hinder the ongoing investigation of the shooting. He also says the video and other evidence being released would corroborate the police account of how things unfolded. Putney says officer-involved shooting of Keith Scott is a complex case.
It's an officer-involved shooting. It's a tragic loss of life. And what I can tell you is there's no single piece of evidence that proves all the complexities involved in this investigative process.
The opening ceremony for the National African American History and Culture Museum has been held in Washington. Among the many dignitaries, President Obama, who says the museum shows the advances made by black Americans, but might also provide context for the protests in cities where black men have been killed by police.
Perhaps they can help a white visitor understand the pain and anger of demonstrators in places like Ferguson and Charlotte.
Police continue to search for the gunman who killed five people who were at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, Washington last night. Joanne Burkholder says she was at the movie theater there.
Security came into the room and they were like, we need to evacuate immediately. They didn't tell us what was going on, but when we came out of the movie theater, I heard screaming down the hall and people were panicking.
People along the Cedar River in Iowa are bracing for flooding. One town's evacuated 100 homes. This is AP Radio News. Marriott Hotels leapfrogs over Hilton with its purchase of the Starwood Group.
With the completion of its $13 billion purchase of Starwood Group, Marriott has 30 hotel brands. One out of every 15 hotel rooms in the world is a Marriott brand. CEO Arne Sorensen says this is a great time to be in the hotel business, in part because of a growing middle class around the world.
You've got this new group of hundreds of millions of people who want to see the places that they've read about.
The merger combines Marriott's Courtyard and Ritz-Carlton, among others, with Starwood's Sheraton, W, and St. Regis. Sorensen says one of the last details of the merger was syncing up the two companies' rewards programs. Warren Levinson, New York.
Starting Monday in Tulsa, McDonald's is testing adding Happy Meals to its all-day breakfast menu. The breakfast Happy Meals would come with two McGriddles cakes or an egg and cheese McMuffin. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.